Welcome back to the programme. 24 minutes to the hour is the time, and I'm joined on the line now, as always at this time on a Wednesday evening, by Sabina Trench from Schlienaugh Career. Sabina, good evening to you.
Good evening.
And Peter, welcome once again. This evening we have an email from DD. Hello Sabina, I've been applying for loads of jobs but getting nowhere. It's really getting me down, and I'm trying to keep spirits up but it's getting harder every day. Any advice or tips to improve my chances?
Oh, now, this is a difficult one. Yes, I suppose this can happen, and I would suggest to your listeners that they've probably reached a bit of a burnout stage. Do you know, in terms of, they say they've been sending out loads of applications.
I've been applying for loads of jobs and getting nowhere.
Loads of jobs. Yes. I suppose there's a part of this, you know, there's a kind of one sense or one side of you is really, really keen to get a job, and there's, you know, it starts to get, it's a job to get a job, for a start, there's no doubt about it, but then it starts to get, you know, maybe less strategic, less structured, and maybe a lot of work, but not, you know, busy work, but not necessarily smart work, I suppose. And what I would say to a listener that like that, that's at this stage, I would say to them, take a break. You know, take a break for a week, if, you know, maybe longer if needs be, and just, you know, unless there's something amazing coming in on one of your alerts from jobs.ie or something from, you know, the Mayo News or something like that, I would just say to them, take a little break from it for a week. Now, we're coming into the sort of the silly season, I suppose, as well, to a certain extent. A lot of people are on holidays. It's less likely that, you know, there'd be recruitment interviews, things like that going on during the month of August. So it's a good time as well to kind of look at that. But I think if they keep kind of hitting their head against this wall, they're not going to get out of the kind of the bit of a funk that they're in at the minute. You know, not only is this person, they may be unemployed or they may be unhappily employed in another job, and this constant kind of, you know, either rejection or lack of response is only compounding it, the situation, you know, and making everything just a lot worse.
But is this individual DD going to find himself or herself in what might be described as self-fulfilling prophecy if they do that? If they take a break from this, is it simply a catch-22 situation where they say, okay, I've taken a break from it, I've been applying for loads of jobs, I'm getting nowhere. Now, it's interesting to note that they say, I've been applying for loads of jobs. They don't say that they're getting loads of interview opportunities, so perhaps there might be a problem with the CV. But nonetheless, to go back to the point I was going to make, is there a risk in taking a week or 2 weeks away from this that it might only make the situation worse?
I don't know that it will. I think it comes back to that phrase, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. So, you know, at the minute, this listener is in a kind of a routine of what they're doing. They're sending out probably the same CV, the same letter to everybody, and they're getting the same result. Mm. So I think that kind of, that step back, and now it could be even, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be get your CV reviewed with somebody like Schlienaugh, but even if you gave your CV and your letter to someone else, a fresh pair of eyes, a friend or a spouse or a relation or something like that, and just said, would you ever have a look over that? Somebody that you trust and value their opinion, you know, and that may have, you know, a little bit of experience in this area would be better, obviously. But honestly, a fresh pair of eyes on it might just highlight or spot, you know, some maybe tone difficulties that might be in the CV or the letter. Is it coming across, it may be coming across aggressive. It may be coming across a bit immodest, you know. I've come across people, you know, at times, and they've come into me and they've said things like, I only worked there for 3 years or something, and I was saying, what are we apologizing for?
Yes.
You know, that all of a sudden there was a tone issue that was as important as anything, and I was kind of looking at this CV and sort of going, gee, you know, it was very flat. And it was kind of a lot of almost apologies or, you know, I didn't complete that course or I only came third in this competition or something. And by saying that, rather than another person would say, I was delighted and I was selected as, in the top three in my class or something. Another person would spin that a different way. I recall there was two postcards in our house from my two brothers that were both on the same caravan holiday in County Cork. And the difference in the postcards was incredible. One was incredibly positive. You know, the caravan is small, but we're having a great time. And the other fella was, it was raining, the caravan was tiny, and we're having an awful time. And they're both on the same holiday in the same caravan. So that could be an issue as well. That point of view, I suppose. And because that person is getting into this, you know, feeling low and maybe a little bit desperate about it, that they may be communicating that in their CV, in their letter, without even realising it.
And what's important as well from the point of view of DD is that he or she, I don't know what the gender is, but they should not allow this to drift indefinitely, because see... it's getting him or her down. They're trying to keep the spirits up. That can be energy sapping in its own way. It's getting more and more difficult for him or her every day. So this can't be allowed to drift.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, and there's deeper issues here. You know, there's mental health concerns, you know, and things like, you know, mind your mental health and those kind of resources online. I would definitely ask, you know, that listener to have a look at those and just see if there's any strategies or things that they can look at there that might help them in getting through their day. And, I mean, there can be a little bit as well of, you know, this constant, you know, if I don't check, we'll say jobs.ie, or if I don't buy the Mayo News, you know, on Tuesday when it comes out, or the Connacht, or whatever paper it is, that, you know, I'm going to miss it. And, you know, there's that, you know, the element as well of just saying, okay, I'll do this all on Wednesday, or I'll do this all on Thursday. I will ask somebody else to have a look at this. I'll change my approach. Maybe I'll, you know, start looking at those, you know, companies that would like to get a job with, but aren't advertising at the moment. There might be better opportunities there, in fact, maybe less competitive. And just definitely, if they continue on the same path that they're on at the moment, as you say, it will be that self-fulfilling prophecy, and they will, you know, it will spiral. So I do think there is, and the energy, I do think they need to stop for a little while, but, you know, maybe say on the 1st of August or the 8th of August or something, I'm going to come back to it with a new strategy. But I think they will have a new level of energy to approach it as well. And just that they're very close to the trees now. And if they came away, they might just see the wood a bit better.
Very good. We must leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for that, Sabina. And we'll talk to you again next Wednesday evening.
Thanks, Aidan. Bye.
Good evening.